Listen, you guys need to understand something, and I really want you guys to listen to me, okay? The media, and I said this earlier, the media is terrified. They are terrified that Trump can beat Hillary. They are terrified. You understand that? They are terrified. I mean, imagine Hillary Clinton is losing to Bernie Sanders. I mean, imagine that. Would you ever thought would you ever have thought that Hillary Clinton would be losing? And I know, I've said this before, he needs to catch her in the popular vote, because as long as that popular vote is still upside down, it's hard to 100% say, oh, she's losing. But you got to understand, from a standpoint, what Trump did, okay, what Trump did was what Hillary was supposed to do. So in that aspect, Hillary is losing from that aspect. If you look at her and you look at where her and Bernie are, and you look at the delegates and you look at the votes and you look at the enthusiasm and blah, 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 she's losing. If you compare her to Trump, he's losing. You know, you want enthusiasm. You know, you want excitement. You want people. You want people you want people to wake up and be excited. You want people to just, we got to have her president. We got it. And that's not happening. It's not happening. When you look at contests won, Hillary Clinton 26, Bernie Sanders 20. If you take away the superdelegates, you're talking about Bernie Sanders at 1,437 to Hillary Clinton, 1,717. In the Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, John Kasich race, you had a wider gap. And people were talking about a contested convention. Isn't that something? Doesn't that just show you how desperate and just how over the top the media is in the tank for Hillary? I mean, just over the top. Like, over the top. Like beyond over the top. On the Republican side, they were talking about a contested convention. And you were hearing people in the media, you were hearing everybody in the media, everybody talking about it being logical. Like, oh yeah, definitely. Sure. Sure. 100% it's logical. 100%. Yeah, even though Trump is 400, 500 delegates in front, it's perfectly logical for them to have a contested convention. Perfectly logical. Yeah, he's 3.5-4 million votes ahead. Perfectly logical. Yes! Here's Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. You're basically talking about six states. Separate them. Talk about six states separate. When it came to Trump and Cruz and Kasich, you're talking about Cruz with 11 states, Trump with 20-something states, Kasich with one state. Yeah, it's logical. Of course it's logical. Yeah. Hillary and Bernie are separated by six states. And about, let's see, 3 million votes. And a little under 3 million votes. And there's a bunch of states coming up. Bernie is going to win. There's a bunch of states that are coming up where Bernie is going to win. So, yeah. So, yeah, as far as Hillary Clinton being a weak candidate, as far as Hillary Clinton losing to Bernie Sanders, as far as her run versus Trump's run, she's weak. She's very weak. She's vulnerable. Unbelievably vulnerable. And when you add all that up and take a look at today and what the media is focusing on, what CNN is focusing on, what NBC is focusing on, what ABC is focusing on. It's painfully obvious that Democrats, leftists, liberals, they are terrified. They are terrified that Hillary is going to lose to Trump. They're terrified. And it's not, and listen, it's not even so much Trump. It's really not so much Trump. It's Republican/conservatives. That's what it is. It's losing this liberal agenda, this leftist agenda. That's what it is. It's losing everything that we've become in the last 8 years. It's fighting for bathrooms. Seriously, it's fighting for bathrooms. It's fighting for wedding cakes. You know, it's having no borders. It's having safe spaces at work and on college campuses. It's not wearing Halloween costumes that somebody will be offended by. I mean, these are the things that leftists, liberals, Democrats are afraid to lose. And it isn't Trump. They know the whole notion of, oh man, it's just, imagine he's got his fingers on the nuclear codes. Oh no. 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 It's the culture. It's the culture. They're afraid of this freewheeling liberal leftist victim culture is gonna go away. That's what they're afraid of, and they know. If Hillary Clinton wins, or Bernie Sanders, if a Democrat is in the White House, it will prolong this environment for another 4 years. And if they can get 11, 12 million illegals here, citizenship? Forget about it. Seriously, forget about it. If they can do the things that they want to do for another 4 years, forget about it. Rather, it's the Supreme Court. Rather, it's more executive actions. And they know that a Republican will stop this. They know a Republican will stop. I mean, just look at everything Democrats try to do as far as open borders and citizenship for 11, 12, 13 million illegals. Look at jails. Look at the prison system wanting to release thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of prisoners. People that have committed crime, they always act like, oh, low-level drug offenses. They always act like it's some guy that's doing 25 years for, you know, a dime bag of weed. And that's not the case. Sure, you have people like that, 100%. But you also have people that were bank robbers, like violent criminals. Violent criminals that got like 30, 40-year sentences. And you have liberals going, well, the only reason the judge gave him that sentence is because he was black. If he was a white bank robber, he would have only gotten 20 years. You know, it's like, what? So why do you let them out? So they can be a constituent. So they can vote. That's why. so they can get on government assistance. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're Chinese. It's like Democrats' base, their base is all about people that are quote-unquote victims. They're victims of the system. And Democrats are there to champion for them. They are there because no one else is there for them. That's their logic. That's their line. So they go after these groups. They pit this, you know, when you talk about Republicans play on you know, racism and fear. Democrats are the ones that do that. Democrats are the ones that play the woman card. They're the ones that play there's a special place in hell for all women that don't support women. They're the ones that play on the whole, you know, all you black folk out there. You're all in bad places because of white people, white Republicans. They're the ones that don't like you. They're the ones that don't care for you. They're the ones that are putting you in prison for all these years. Mexicans. Republicans don't want you to be here. They want to, build walls. They want... Democrats aren't afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid of Republicans changing the culture that they created under this president. How do you stop an argument with a liberal? How do you stop an argument with a conservative? How do you stop them when they're fighting over an issue? Racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, food phobia. And that's a culture that Democrats created. We've never had it before. You used to always be able to have a disagreement with someone. You've always been able to argue with somebody over a position. But the Democrats, with Obama as their coach, have created the, why are you fighting me on this? Oh, you must be a racist. Oh, you must be a sexist. That's why.